This episode of Hungry for Hawks Talk podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. This weekend's UFC 261 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Zhang versus Namajunas, Shevchenko, Andrade, Usman, Masvidal. Woo! That's three title fights, folks. That's going to be a huge event. You know I'm tuning in for sure. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, look, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, pile up the points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about basketball and hockey, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code THPN to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. New episode of Hungry for Hawks Talk podcast coming at you.
Handing on to Kane again. Lots of head fakes there trying to shake Demon. Threw one in front. Oh my, it rattled around and it kicked on back and it scored! We saw no light, we saw no signal, and we're not sure if they've set a signal of a goal yet, but they are celebrating at the other end of the ice. What chaos!
Every team, everywhere, the Hot Podcast Network.
What's going on, Blackhawks fans? Welcome to episode 37 of Hungry for Hawks Talk podcast. Grant Chung with you, your host. Boy, the Blackhawks haven't been doing too hot. The boys haven't been doing too hot lately. Our playoff hopes are on a lifeline right now after that loss to the Nashville Predators. Our sixth straight loss against the Nashville Predators, those pesky Predators. We just can't seem to break through against these guys. It's kind of disappointing. I mean, you look at the standings now, Dallas has now leapfrogged us. They've got 50 points in 45 games played. We got 47 with 46 games played. Playoffs are still within reach. We've got two coming up next against the Nashville Predators. Well, I mean, by the time you're listening to this, tonight's game would have been over. Hopefully it's a Blackhawk win. If it's not, then we're probably out of the playoffs and everything that I'm about to talk about is going to be moot, I suppose, because obviously that's going to be, that pretty much puts the nail in the coffin, final nail in the coffin of our playoff hopes. But, you know, a 5-2 loss, you know, we had a chance going into the third period. It was 3-2, and then, man, what a weird sequence of events that led to the two Nashville goals to make it 5-2. I mean, that goal by Janot, is that how you say his name, was ridiculous. I mean, he was the one who took Murphy's helmet off in the first place when they were jockeying for position. He ended up sweeping his arm over Murphy's head, thereby knocking Murphy's helmet off of his head. And because it's a penalty to play without a helmet now, Murphy had to race off to the net, leaving his defensive position wide open for Jeanette to step right in and tap that that pass in from Ryan Ellis to make it 4-2. And then, of course, Duncan Keith blows a tire right after that to give Luke Cunning the goal to make it 5-2. And it was just about, that was the end of the game right there. I mean, it's a tough thing to happen. But we all kind of knew this was going to happen, didn't we? I mean, you look at, we didn't think Nashville was going to be there. I still think Nashville's going to lose to, or I should rephrase that. I still think Dallas will be able to beat out Nashville for that final playoff position, that fourth spot. But man, you know, it's just, with Dallas having an easier schedule, the remaining two games in hand, on the Nashville Predators, they have one game in hand on us. But they have the easier schedule by far. And with our, I don't know, voodoo luck, I guess, bad luck against the Nashville Predators, we just can't seem to beat them. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough stretch. You know, you look at the schedule for us going forward, after tonight's game against Nashville, we got another one on Friday against Nashville. Then we have Tampa and Florida roll into town. Those are the next three games. We got to play Florida twice, and then we play three games in Carolina starting on the 3rd of May. And then we're back home on the 9th and the 10th against the Dallas Stars. So, you know, maybe if things shake out, that final series in Dallas might be what determines whether we make it into the playoffs or not. But more likely than not, that's going to be the series that determines whether Dallas sneaks in there before over Nashville there. So, you know, we'll have to keep watching. But, you know, you look at some of the lineup notes tonight. It looks like Adam Boqvist and Wyatt Kalinuk, if they clear protocols, they should be good to go. According to Jeremy Colliton, it looks like they'll be able to play in tonight's game. And, you know, that would be very helpful because, you know, obviously Colliton's been playing with five defensemen for the third time in five games due to injury, which is what they had to deal with yesterday. I don't know why they won't just call up Ian Mitchell, who's toiling away at the alternative site, but or in Rockford or wherever he is in the minors. But, you know, what can you do? It's the coach's decision. I'm sure it's also the GM's decision. So we'll see how that goes, because, yeah, I don't know why Ian Mitchell isn't allowed to play unless he's injured, which I don't think any of us have heard about, is toiling away there in Rockford for some reason. But even the D pairs are starting to, well, I'm not going to say complain, because it's not like they're complaining. It's just, you know, with Kalinuk out and them not calling up Ian Mitchell to be their sixth defenseman, you know, you get more guys playing on their weak side. And, you know, this is a direct quote from Murphy, from Connor Murphy. He said, the tough part is that we don't have any other right shots. It's a lot of credit to Zadorov, Stillman, DeHaan, and Dunks for being able to play both sides of the ice and have one shift when you're on the left and one shift you're on the right. Same on the penalty kill, doing both sides. It's not easy to be able to do that. It makes a different impact on pairings and guys having to play different positions and trying to get comfort and keep momentum in a game when you're being put around different places. And it's true. I mean, the biggest downside to having a defenseman play his weak side, which is the hand that he's not, the opposite hand of, the opposite side of what his handedness is, is that he has to pass the puck or clear it off the ice with his backhand more often than not. And that was the reason why DeHaan turned the puck over in for the Predators' fifth goal. And then, you know, that's also when Keith blew a tire, and that obviously gave the Predators that fifth and easy goal. So, you know, it's starting to affect the team play, and I still do not understand why. Maybe it's a cap hit thing, but, I mean, it's not like we took on a whole bunch of salary at the salary cap or at the trade deadline. So I don't understand. Because Ian Mitchell and Nicholas Beaudin are both on the taxi squad. They're both on their entry-level contracts, which means that they're exempt from waivers if you do end up putting them back onto the taxi squad, which is something that you have to do. You got to pass through guys through waivers who need to go through waivers to put them back onto the taxi squad. But, like, I don't get it. I don't understand why they won't call up, or why they didn't call up Ian Mitchell, who is a right shot defenseman, up to the big league, because it would have helped. I mean, is he that bad? Has he been that bad? Has he been so terrible that not playing him and going with five defensemen is more effective than having him on the ice? Like, I don't believe that can be the case. So the only reason that I could see this making sense, I guess, is maybe it's because it's we're at the salary cap. Looking at cap friendly right now, it says that we don't have any cap space right now. Our current cap space is set at zero, according to cap friendly. So that's probably why we haven't been able to call up another defenseman, because we are strapped and don't have the money to do so. I mean, for some reason, Colin Delia, or I guess we've been carrying Colin Delia on the roster all season, because he is not waivers exempt. And the only goalie that's waivers exempt so far that's being held with the team is Kevin Lankinen. And obviously there is no way we are going to be sending Kevin Lankinen down to the taxi squad. So yeah, I guess, when you got to be cap compliant. And I suppose because we made those deals to retain some of Matthias Janmark's salary, and obviously we added a couple guys in Adam Gaudette, who's making $950,000, Vinny Hinostroza, who's making $1 million. I guess that is the reason why we can't call up a sixth defenseman, even though we have so many guys injured. But anyway, I digress. Tonight, it looks like Adam Boqvist and Wyatt Kalanick will be ready to go in the lineup tonight. So that's going to help out a lot. And hopefully that will be enough to deliver the W against the Nashville Predators. You know, Malcolm Subban is playing tonight back at home. So, you know, we'll see it. I think it's good for Kevin Lankinen to get the night off, I think, too. I mean, he's been playing a lot lately. And, you know, it's the Blackhawks need to make good on these opportunities. I mean, they already lost what should have been a sure win against the Detroit Red Wings last week. They lost 4-1 on the 15th when they should have won that game. And, you know, maybe we would have been in a better position with that loss against Nashville. But if we lose again tonight, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you're going to see. You'll know by the time you're listening to this. Hopefully it's good news. You know, hopefully that means that we got the W. But if not, we know what happened. One more thing about that game against Nashville the other day. I mean, Adam Gaudette got into his first game wearing the number 11 with the Chicago Blackhawks. He only played 7 minutes and 39 seconds of the game. I guess, you know, Colton's just trying to ease him into it, obviously. I mean, we know he's been off for the last few weeks with COVID, obviously. He was patient zero in Vancouver. He ended up taking only playing 7 minutes and 39 seconds. Still got an assist. So, you know, that's good to see. We'll see if he gets a little bit more leeway tonight, a little bit more ice time. He's playing with on a line with Kirby Dach and Alex DeBrincat, a pretty plum assignment, I would say. It's been good so far. You know, all of our trade acquisitions have been doing pretty well. I mean, we know Connolly's already scored his first goal as a Blackhawk, and he's continued to, I mean, he's gone pointless in the last three games since. But, you know, he's still playing 10 to 11 minutes a night so far for us, playing on that fourth line with David Kampf and Ryan Carpenter. I mean, you know, he's just, I think from the interview that he gave when he was traded to the Blackhawks, he's just happy to get a new opportunity, and he's just ready to play wherever he's needed. So right now he's needed on the fourth line. He's on that second power play unit. Hopefully he'll get going eventually. Kubalik is still on that third line, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of. Just, you know, I mean, you know how I feel about Kubalik. He's a really, really, he's like one of our most talented goal scorers other than Alex DeBrincat. I don't know why Colleton doesn't give him more opportunity. to play on that top line. But, you know, Hinostroza has been pretty decent lately as well. I mean, he's got 3 assists in that 4-0 win against Detroit the other day, or last week, I should say. So, you know, he's been doing okay since he's been with back with the Blackhawks. Obviously a Chicago native, so I'm sure he's stoked to be around. And yeah, I mean, hopefully these guys continue to bring their A game, and especially tonight, because yeah, we definitely need them to step it up and you know, perform and keep these playoff hopes alive. So looking forward to the game tonight against the Nashville Predators. Let's go Hawks, and you know, playoff lives are still up there, so let's cheer the boys on. Go Hawks, go.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.